He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, May 28th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I hate to tell you, but it looks like the market woke up on the wrong side of the bed again this morning. Hey, we get a horrible day on Tuesday. We get an outstanding day on Wednesday. And this is a bad day. Not a horrible day, but a bad day on Thursday. Will the real market please stand up? We have the Dow down 70 points right now at 18,093. But if you're looking at it from a percentage point of view, that works out to about 38 basis points, 0.38 loss on the Dow today. The S&P 500 is down 8 points. That's also a 0.38 loss. Amazing how that works. The S&P is at 2,115. The NASDAQ is down just a little bit more, 0.43%, or 22 points, or it's at 5,084 after hitting a new all-time high yesterday. So let's not forget. Let's step back. Let's put things in perspective. The NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which is made up of 100 companies that represent the NASDAQ index, hit a new all-time high yesterday. Crude oil, which has been slipping a little, not much. I mean, $57 a barrel here. I think we got as high as maybe 61 or so. So at least we're holding steady there in the crude oil markets. Gold is at $1,183 per ounce. The euro is at 1.09. And the 10-year yield, 2.14. We recently saw 2.20, so we're down about 6 basis points from there on interest rates. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have triple-digit up days, triple-digit down days, so-so days, bad days, good days. And I always say it's best to step back and look at the overall trend in the market. The economic reports, you know, they're not great, but if you look at that economic cycle, expansion, peak, rolling over, contraction, trough, back to expansion again. Where are we in that current economic cycle? Well, we're still in the expansion phase. No, not rocket-charged expansion, but 2-3% crawling along, which right now is good enough to keep this bull market fed and happy, although it's a little full right now. And the economic reports that continue to come out, they're not hot enough to where the Fed's going to need to take immediate action tomorrow to hike interest rates. And yet they are good enough to continue to call this an economic expansion and to keep this bull market fat and happy. The initial jobless claims, once again, you know, we get to pretty good numbers. Anything under 300,000, the job market seems to be fairly healthy. 270,000 people lined up to make those initial unemployment claims. That's not a bad number. As long as you remain under 300,000, that's okay. So for now, the jobs market continues to look good. That is a big indicator of the economic cycle, of where we're at in the economic cycle. Now, the Fed, on the other hand, is a little bit behind the curve here with the country coming to full employment, and we're still at a zero interest rate policy. I'm not going to belabor that point again today, but I've talked about it a lot here recently. One of the issues that was propelling the NASDAQ to new all-time highs on Wednesday was some little merger M&A activity in the semiconductor space with Avago taking out Broadcom. Boy, I can remember when Broadcom was one of the highest flying stocks in the market. That was back in the dot-com bubble mania. And Broadcom is, you know, it hasn't been a great stock since those days, since those heady days, but it's been an okay company, an okay stock, continuing to contribute to the technological boom worldwide. And that Avago purchase set off a big, big rally in the semiconductor space on Wednesday. I saw my Skyworks hit a new all-time high. That's been one of the best stocks that I've ever owned. I'm surprised that nobody's made a play for Skyworks. You would think Intel, instead of going after analog devices, would go after Skyworks. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. I saw a new high. What was the other chip stock that I saw blow up to the upside yesterday? Oh, NXP, which is another one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. NXP was on the move again yesterday, helping that NASDAQ, which has a lot of chip stocks in it, go to new all-time highs. Meanwhile, over in Europe, they're still, you know, this has been going on for a long time with Greece. And it doesn't seem like they're making any progress, any headway. It just seems like one of those stories, well, you know, the check's in the mail, don't worry. No, the check's not in the mail. You need another week. I don't know. So, once again, European shares decline on Greek tension. And we have a little correction going on in China, where they are raising their margin rates. It seems like a lot of people are getting in on the Chinese stock market, especially the Chinese. And it seems like that's all they know how to do is buy. But you know what? I keep an eye on valuation. And yes, from a technical point of view and from a sentiment point of view, there's been a little bit of fervor. And there's been a little mini bubble there in China. But from a valuation point of view, it's going to get hot. And then it's going to cool off. And then it's going to get hot. And then it's going to contract. I still see upside potential in the Chinese market, but it's going to be a little bit wilder ride than investing in U.S. value growth and income stocks. You know, that's just kind of the nature of the beast. The Shanghai Composite, which had a seven-day winning streak, is down 6.5%, and the Shenzhen Composite, which is tech-heavy, is down 5.5%, but they're up 30% year to date. So everything you have to put into perspective. And, you know, here's another little one that bring Morgan Stanley, CEO, took a little pay hike to $22 million this year. you know, Yahoo, which is kind of a media outlet, they have no room to point their finger at the Morgan Stanley CEO. How much is Marissa Mayer? How much did she make? Like $45 million, something like that in a year? Boy, that's a lot of new shoes. I don't know. I don't know how I could spend $45 million. I guess I could try, but you know, I lead just kind of a simple little life. I have enough for my, as long as I put a little fuel and buy some bait, you know, this Saturday, I'm happy. But, you know, look, they have a right to earn what they earn. How much did Morgan Stanley customers make? That's what I'd like to know. You know, the CEO made $22 million. Anyways, the business cycle, the economic cycle. We study the economic cycle. It begins with Econ 101. Whenever you took your first class on the economy, you learn of a very true fact that it's cyclical. The economy is cyclical. It doesn't grow by 1% every year or 7, unless it's China where they just kind of make up the numbers, I suppose. But the U.S. economy has been cyclical. We have troughs. We saw a trough in 2009. And we've been climbing out of that trough. This trough was a little deeper than the average trough. It wasn't quite the San Andreas fault, but it was down there pretty far, this trough that we had, creating the Great Recession. We've been crawling, climbing out of that trough for the last 5-6 years now. Where are we at in that expansion? Well, we're not early in that expansion, are we? We're not just beginning to climb out of it. We're not midway through that expansion. We're probably, you know, towards the end of the expansion. Having said that, it could last another year or two. We'll have to see. We'll take it a day at a time, a week at a time. The economic numbers coming out recently show us still in expansionary mode. And as I take a look at individual companies, we used a cyclical stock yesterday. I said this is a good proxy for the U.S. economy, and earnings are still growing for now. So we're going to continue to make hay while the sun is shining. And where is it shining better than most? Well, when we come back, try to give you a few examples. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, I still like U.S. stocks. I still have about an 80% exposure to the U.S. stock market. That's how my asset allocation is rolling right now. Zero exposure to the bond market. You just heard a brand new commercial. I like it. That's Rob Sanford, who works for me here at Gunderson Capital Management, talking about the robots taking over the investment world. I ain't letting no robot touch my money. Just like I don't want a skipper on autopilot when the seas get a little bit rough out there. Hey, the robots are busy buying bonds right now because they're raising that falling bond portion of your portfolio. And my robots say that I should have a 50% exposure to the bond market, but I'm not listening. I guess I'm a contrarian. I'm going to listen to logic, I guess, and common sense, as opposed to a robot. So anyways, look, it's up to you. You have to decide who you want investing your money, who you want at the helm of your ship. Anyways, I still like this U.S. stock market. And I do have some exposure to China and some exposure to Europe right now. That's what we like. We like equities. As long as we're in expansion mode, and as long as we're in a favorable environment, stocks remain the best place to be. And don't forget, I rank asset classes every single day. And for the last several years now, stocks have been at the top of the asset class ranking ladder. And that's why I continue, another reason why I continue to be heavily weighted in stocks. Not heavily weighted, 100% weighted in stocks. I do have a little bit of cash right now looking for bargains wherever I can find them. And let's not forget that U.S. stocks come in all shapes, sizes, sectors, walks of life. We're going to talk about a small cap stock, a small cap biotech or medical device company that's been good to me. It's in a faraway land of San Diego, California. That's where it's headquartered. And it's one that I've owned off and on for the last several years. This was a $1 stock in 2008. Yep, $1 would have bought a share of it. Today, you're going to have to shell out $71 to buy a share of Dexcom, DXCM. I've written many articles about Dexcom. If you go out and Google my name, Bill Gunderson and Dexcom, I've probably written two or three different articles about what Dexcom does, why it still makes sense as an investment, and what kind of potential the company has. They develop continuous glucose monitoring systems for ambulatory use by patients with diabetes. Yes, it replaces the pricking of the fingers. Instead, it wear it on your waist, and it gives you continuous monitoring. Glucose monitoring of your glucose levels. Like I say, it was a $1 stock back in 2008. Now it is a $71 stock. And it's been a good performer over the years. A little bit choppier than the rest. Look, this is a small cap biotech. This isn't General Electric, which has been a stodgy old stock for the last 10 years. On the other hand, Dexcom has delivered about a 17-18% return on average, compound annual. Just take where the stock was 10 years ago and where it is today and do the math yourself. That works out to 17.6%. You're not going to get any dividends. This is not a growth and income player. It's not a dividend stock. They're plowing back any extra money into growth of the company, not sending it out in the way of dividend checks. Over the last 5 years, DXCM has delivered 47% per year. The market's delivered 14%. Well, that's some alpha there. Alpha is a term we use in the stock market for outperformance versus the index. And you can see that the Dexcom has performed, has put in some pretty good alpha years, beating the stock market. Over the last 3 years, it's really heated up. The return average compound annual average return of Dexcom over the last 3 years, 88% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up another 107%. It's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. That's only appropriate. This isn't suitable for somebody that's 87 years old that needs income. It's not suitable for somebody near retirement that needs to, mind the mint a little bit tighter, keep a little tighter leash on things. But, you know, there's a lot of people that still have a lot of years ahead of them in their investing time horizon, and this fits in that aggressive profile. That's why it's in my aggressive growth portfolio, which I publish every week in my newsletter, everything that I own. I show you all my cards every single Saturday. One of those cards that I currently own is Dexcom, DXCM, in the aggressive growth account. It's about a 2.5% to 3% overall position in said account. If Dexcom, we wake up tomorrow and it's at zero and they're hauling the CEO away in handcuffs, it's not going to hurt me too much. Yes, it would. I'd be devastated. But it's a 2% or 3% position. I don't have 50% of my portfolio in Dexcom. Dexcom gets a performance grade of A. Now, as far as profitability goes, as far as earnings go, this company's just turning profitable. It looks like next year, for the first time in their history, they're expected to make some money, 44 cents per share. So it's pretty difficult to do a valuation on the shares. I mean, this isn't one that's trading at 1x book value or 1x sales. This is a very fast-growing company. Their sales have been growing by about 50 to 60% year over year for the last four quarters. And they're expected to turn profitable here in 2016. Out of all the stocks that are in my database, mutual funds, indexes, inverse funds, closed-end funds, you name it, there's 4,110. Dexcom currently comes in at number 38 on my ranking scale, which is based on performance relative, and it's based on valuation where possible, and it's based on the technical pattern. And as I look at the technical pattern of the stock, which is the third leg of that stool that I like to stand on, I like to have all three legs in place, otherwise I'm going to take a spill. The technicals look very good. The stock broke out the day that the NASDAQ hit a new all-time high. Dexcom hit a new all-time high. But just a warning, this is a very aggressive growth stock. This isn't Johnson & Johnson at $150 billion or whatever. This is Dexcom at $5.6 billion. A very good example of what I would consider a best stock now in that aggressive space. Not a recommendation. An example. We'll be right back. I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're still trying to get a solution to the Greek problem, or will there be a Grexit? And then also the UK's been talking about leaving. Now, they never converted over to the euro. They continue to use the pound, but they are part of the EU, European Union. And they'll be voting on whether or not they want to hang around in that European Union. Meanwhile, I do like European stocks, the European indexes. I like when they're printing money. That's good for the stock market. And I do have some exposure to European stocks, especially in my income dividend account. growth in income, there's some good European financials that are going to benefit, continue to benefit from money printing, and they pay good dividends. I also show all the cards in my hand in that account, the growth and income account, which is my most conservative offering, which I believe is a better choice right now than the bond market, as long as it's tightly managed. You can see that in my newsletter every single weekend. I publish it. PWStreet.com is my website, PWStreet.com. We send out 4 weeks of my full newsletter. And then you continue to get the free version, which has all of my market analysis every single week. China, I still like. It's getting a little bit of a sell-off here the last few days. Overdue for a little bit of a pullback and a sell-off. And I continue to find some bargains there, where I'm not finding as many bargains in the U.S. right now. But I still have the lion's share of my investments in U.S. stocks. I still like the U.S. stock market. And, of course, my clients come in all shapes, sizes, needs, wants, age, risk tolerance, etc. And over the years, I've developed about 5 different models that I follow. Once I determine what your tolerance for risk is, what your time horizon is, and this and that. And I'm also a guy that doesn't believe in being invested in the market 100% of the time through thick and thin. When it gets thin, I would rather do something else. But it's been thick for 6 years now, and I have been invested in the market for the last 6 years, and I'm watching every single week earnings forecast going forward. And as of now, I don't see any signs out there yet that we're headed for another recession. We will at some point in time, and we'll continue to watch for that. Then it's time to pull back on stocks. Well, you don't like bonds either. What will you do then? Well, we'll just have to see. You know, there's no use trying to look ahead a year from now or try to decide, but I just see whatever my ranking system brings up to the top. Maybe it will be the inverse funds. I don't know. Maybe it will be foreign stocks will do just fine. Maybe it will be precious metals. You just don't know. So we just take it a day at a time. But as we sit here today, it's still the stock market, equities, ownership that rules the world and creates the best opportunity right now to grow your portfolio. And I believe it also creates the best opportunity to derive income from your investments and maybe a little bit of growth too. Well, here's one that you could fit into an income account, I suppose. Although I would place this more in a growth portfolio. And it's one that I found many years ago. This has been one of the biggest winning stocks of all time. They came up with basically a cure for hepatitis C. Gilead Sciences out of Foster City, California. This is now a $166 billion company. $166 billion from a little startup with some laboratories and some scientists and some test tubes and some analysis equipment and some mathematical formulas. And I'm sure they're working on other things there. In fact, on my walls here at Gunderson Capital Management in downtown San Diego, I have photos hanging on the wall, large blow-ups of the app pictures on Gilead Sciences way back when it was a much smaller company, and the app started showing it as a leading stock, as a best stock now. And we bought it, and we've owned it off and on for the last several years. I currently own it again. Gilead Sciences is a mega cap stock. I own it in my conservative growth portfolio. Even though it's a biotech, they have some earnings. They have a lot of earnings. And the P.E. ratio right now on the stock is just 14. And it looks like it's getting ready to break out once again. Over the last 10 years, this is one of those rare A-plus performance stocks. Gilead has delivered 27% per year over the last 10 years to the lucky investors that have just bought the stock and held on. And it's been a little bit of a wild ride. Biotechs are definitely more volatile than a lot of other stocks. Over the last 5 years, Gilead, G-I-L-D, has delivered 44% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 14%. This is a relative performance, obviously. And over the last 3 years, Gilead has delivered 64% to investors, while the market's delivered 17%. Again, performance, A+. Momentum, A-. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Back in 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, the biotechs actually did pretty well that year. Gilead was up 11% in 2008 when the market was down 38.5%. Well, the real story on Gilead for me is the valuation, which may sound absolutely unbelievable. Too good to be true. But the valuation is still rather cheap on the stock. And it's because, you know, they have one product that really dominates their sales at Gilead, and there's pressure on that pricing of their hepatitis C drug. But at the same time, I mean, the fact of the matter is the stock is trading at 10 times forward earnings, and Gilead is expected to continue growing at about a 13% clip per year over the next 5 years. So if we could compare 10 times forward earnings with the 13% expected growth rate, you get a stock that's still trading at a discount to its growth rate, believe it or not. That shows up in a PEG ratio that's less than 1. 0.77 is where the PEG ratio is at. And it should also be kept in mind that over the last 5 years, Gilead has been growing their earnings by 30% per year. Look at these most recent 4 quarters with that drug Sovaldi, which is the miracle cure for hepatitis C. Over the last 4 quarters, their earnings have grown by 372%, 254%, 342%, and 99%. Out of 4,110 stocks in my database, Gilead comes in at number 104. And it's one of my top-ranked large-cap stocks. It's also one of my top-ranked conservative-type growth stocks. Biotechs have grown up, haven't they? I can remember, back in the dot-com era, biotechs were really out there on the frontier. And then a few started hitting, like Genentech and Biogen and Aguron and a few others. And a lot of them have survived, and a lot of them have come up with products, and they're going to continue to come up with products. I would call biotechs the frontier for innovation and breakthroughs today, what the cell phone, what chip stocks were back in the year 2000. You know, technology continues to grow, but not at the rapid clip, and not with the type of monumental discoveries that the biotech industry possesses within it. But with it comes more risk. Gilead is one that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. I own it in my conservative growth account. Once again, it comes in at number 104 out of 4,110 different assets that I rank on a daily basis in my Best Stocks Now app, which you can carry in the palm of your hand on your iPhone. Just go to the App Store. You can carry it in the palm of your hand on your Android phone. Go to the Google Play Store. Or you can look at it on the big screen on the PC, beststocksnowapp.com. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I continue to see pundits throw darts and cast their doubts on this bull market. They continue to say that this is the most hated bull market of all time. I really don't understand that whatsoever. I mean, if you've got a 401k that back in 2009... was at $200,000 and now it's at $600,000 plus. You could have done that by just being in the S&P 500 index fund. And had you been adding money to it every year, you might even be up around $800,000 or $900,000 by now. Is that the bull market that you hate? I mean, it's pretty hard. I suppose the guys or the gals that don't like this bull market or hate this bull market are those that have sat on the sidelines and thrown darts at it or cast their doubts on it and haven't participated. Maybe a little bit of sour grapes. I don't know what causes this, but, it comes down to the numbers. And how can you argue with the economic cycle, which bottomed out in 2009, okay? And then here comes the Fed with all of this money, just money everywhere, just throwing, shooting a bazooka of money at the trough in the economy and the financial crisis and everything else. And there were those that said that it wouldn't work, that what they were doing was exactly the wrong thing to do. Well, now here we are, 2016-15, and the earnings of the S&P 500 have grown from $60 per share to $120 per share. Earnings have doubled during that period of time. It's pretty hard to argue and to throw darts and say, well, you know, it's all artificial. It's a fake bull market. There's nothing real about it. But, you know, you're going to continue to find they're becoming rarer and rarer. I suppose now that it's getting harder and harder to find bears out there on the market, maybe it's getting toppy here. But there's still plenty of them out there that are bearish and who have stood on the sidelines and who have thrown darts at the market. And they've been wrong. And I don't see them as much on TV anymore. Now, there is a time to be bearish, however. It's one thing to be a perma-bear, to be always bearish. Always. I've seen the same people paraded on CNBC for years, decades, that have always been bearish. When they come on, you know what they're going to say before they open their mouth. Well, you know, there's a time to be bearish, but in something that is cyclical, like the stock market and something like the economy, doesn't it make sense to be bullish during the uptrends, during the expansion, during the growth in the economy, and then turn bearish when the economy starts to peak and things start to contract once again? Doesn't it make more sense to change your outlook? And I would say the same thing about the perma bulls. You know, I've gotten on the elevator with some other guys that work for one of the big mega buck firms across the country here. They're on my floor here in San Diego, and he's a mega bull. Oh, I don't worry about the market, he says. I just keep buying and putting clients' money into the market, and I just don't worry. I don't read the headlines. I don't hardly ever even look at the market. Now, I think that's the other extreme, because there's going to be a time when the market goes through another 50% sell-off and people will lose half of their 401k, it'll become a 201k. And I don't see how you can ride the elevator up and down and never look at the market, never take a look at where we're at in the economic cycle and take a look at where we're at in the earnings expansion or earnings peaking or earnings contraction. It seems to me like you have to ebb and flow just a little bit with the economic cycles themselves. Your investing style has to be kind of cyclical. And this flies in the face of, you know, the what most are being taught now. I mean, we've been vanguarded by John Bogle saying that we should just buy an index fund and stick with it. The heck with active management. Investors should be passive, and they should be like the guy who rides the elevator up and down and never pays attention to the market. Just keep putting money in. Look what it's averaged. Well, the market over the last 10 years has averaged 5.6%. That's what the S&P 500 has averaged. And yet, had you done a little bit of avoiding that 53% drop right smack dab in the middle of that 10-year cycle, you could have done a little bit better than that 5.6% average. So I don't know. I think they're somewhere in the middle. Can't be a perma bear. You can't be a perma bull. Seems to me like you've got to adjust your investing style along with the adjustments that the economy makes. Anyways, every week in my newsletter, that's where I begin. Where are we at in the economic cycle? Is it still okay to have your 401k invested in the market and taking advantage of this ride as long as this ride lasts? Because this ride will eventually come to an end. I break it down. Or is it better to be in the bond market right now? Or is it better to be in gold right now? Or is it better to be in inverse funds? Or is it better to just be watching from the sidelines in cash after making a lot of hay while the sun was shining? I address that every week in my newsletter. Whether you're a government employee looking at my TSP recommendation or you've got a basic 401k at work, I have that all covered with the various model portfolios that I publish every single week. I show all my cards. I publish that, spend about 12 hours on that newsletter every single week. There may be a comma missing. There may be a grammatical error. There may be a misspelt word here and there. I try to double check it as much as I can, but the content is there, and it's a pretty in-depth look, and I try to make it very easy to understand with lots of pictures. You go to my website at pwstreet.com to sign up for the newsletter. And if you just throw up your hands and say, wow, this is just too much for me, I can't do this, well, that's what we do mostly here. That's my main job, is managing money. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.